And now with the...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, John.
With the disparity in the playing time this last league as to earlier, is that something you think is going to continue, or do you think they go with the hot hand, or depending on the opponent as to whether you or Matt gets more attempts or playing time?
I pretty much say it's up in the air. I pretty much say, I guess, whoever gets the hot hand, you know, you got a guy who goes in there and, you know, obviously, you know, in the rhythm, you don't pull him out, of course. So I'd probably say they go with the hot hand, whoever get hot.
You thought you had it tough with the Lions front four? What do you think of Buffalo?
Same thing. It's going to be a tough game. You know, their front four is just as good. So, you know, we got to really dial in this week and, you know, take, I don't want to say a different approach at the preparation, but a better approach, you know. Coming off of two losses, we got to get better offensively wise and find a way to win the game.
Is there anything you feel you need to do to solidify that running back spot and establish yourself there?
No, just keep coming out here working hard. You know, biggest thing I'd probably say, just consistency. You know, that's the big word in this league. You know, you got to have a guy who's consistent at what he does, whether it's pass, pro, running the ball, making the right reads and stuff like that. So,
you think establishing the run game, which is something that's just been up and down this year for you guys, how much of that is going to take some pressure off of Teddy?
I think it'll take a great deal of pressure off of him. You know, you got a good running game, it's going to open up the passing game. And, you know, in this offense, they only complement each other. So, you know, from a running standpoint, you know, we got to do better and find a way to get yards, get Teddy more comfortable and make some plays.
Now, do you guys change anything you do depending on what the opponent's strength is? Like, for example, Darius is just a block in the middle. Do you do things to try to get the ball more to the edge than you would maybe against somebody who's got a 4-3 that doesn't have that dominant nose?
I would say so. You know, you probably get a better answer from Coach Norv, but I would say so. You know, every defense has their strong points and obviously their weak points, and you know, definitely just trying to figure out what gives us the best advantage versus their defense, and going out there and capitalizing on it.
Is this team looking for an offensive identity right now? I mean, with Adrian gone and with Rudy hurt and Castle hurt, I mean, it's changed a lot from what you guys spent all your time in August at on training camp. Are you guys kind of trying to figure out who you are offensively?
I wouldn't say that, you know, over the course of everything that's happened up to this point that we lost our identity. It's just the fact of us just, you know, coming out, executing the game plan, you know, like we should, like we do every day, in and out of practice. You know, whether it's with, you know, first string, second string, or third string guy, you know, we're all the same offense, same identity. So we just got to find a way to build upon it and show it on Sundays.
So it's more reps, you feel, and execution, just getting it down better since you guys are now pushed into that spotlight?
I wouldn't necessarily say reps, but what's the other word you use?
Just more time in the offense, I guess.
I wouldn't say
execution of it?
Yeah, I would say more execution. You know, we had plenty of time. You know, we had OTAs, mini camp, training camp. And, you know, I think everybody on the offense feels comfortable with, you know, what we're capable of doing, what we can do. But, you know, the only thing we're not doing right now is executing on game day, so we got to find a way to get that done, and then it'll only get better from there.
Awesome. Pass pro is obviously a focus this week. What do the Bills do that's had them get some sacks this season? Do they rush with four more, or they bring an extra guy?
They do a lot of different things. You know, sometimes they have a linebacker come, they might have a safety come off the backside, and you know, as an offense, running backs, tight ends, however the protection's called, you know, just got to be ready for those things and make sure we see it pre-snap and be there when it comes.
Now, with teams that bring the heat on the rush, how important is the screen game, especially as it pertains to you, because you're probably the primary receiver on screens?
You know, that's something I really can't even comment on. Okay. Like I said, you'd probably be there asking Coach Turner about that. But, you know, if we do run a screen, I will be a little excited. And all I could do is catch the ball and make a play after, so.
Appreciate it.